You're with KCRW. I'm Matt Gillum. Whether it was the famous Library of Alexandria that enlightened the ancient world, or the branch around the corner from you, libraries are playgrounds for the mind. Their collections span the entire range of disciplines and interests. The LA Public Library System is tapping that well of creative potential through a new program. In partnership with the Library Foundation of LA, they're launching a fairly open-ended artistic endeavor called Creators in Residence. Joining us are the inaugural residents, photographer Kwasi Boyd-Bolden and interdisciplinary visual artist River Garza. Glad to have you both here.
Hey, Matt. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hey, Matt. Thank you.
So like I said, the guidelines for the program are broad, and that's by design. Is that partly what drew each of you to the program?
Hey, this is Kwasi. For me, I would say that the open-ended structure of the residency was definitely an attraction. I love libraries in general, and the opportunity to work with one in, you know, a pretty open-ended, creative way was definitely a draw for me.
Well, River, what do you envision the ultimate goal of the residency program being?
It sounds rather cliche, but just like sharing knowledge, I would love to speak towards the intersection of these current library spaces and how the indigenous community has impacted these spaces, and also like the history of the land as well. I think that's really important, imperative to the indigenous experience and also being native here to Los Angeles.
Now, Kwasi, you're a photographer, but you might not be a photographer in the sense most people think of. Tell us about your artistic background and specifically what you do.
I'm a documentary photographer. I do documentary street photography. And a lot of that entails documenting neighborhoods. I photograph a lot of empty spaces, landscapes, places that show the marks of the people that live there and, you know, the way that they impact the neighborhoods around them. I feel like growing up in Los Angeles, neighborhoods are very important, and it kind of forms the identity of the city. And I feel like it's also something that's very neglected and not very well understood outside of Los Angeles. So I've really dedicated my practice to just showing what life is like here in Los Angeles for the people that live here, who work here, and who make it go.
Now, River, you bill yourself as an interdisciplinary visual artist. It's a great term, but why is that specifically how you describe your work?
I use the term interdisciplinary visual artist because I think it most accurately encapsulates what I create. I work across multiple mediums, mostly painting for the most part, but I also work on traditional forms of art as well, from soapstone carving to basket weaving, and also working on like our traditional plank canoes as well. I'm a member of the Tongva community here from Los Angeles, so that has been a big part of my life experience and the type of artwork that I create in and outside of the studio setting.
Well, you both mentioned Los Angeles, and I mean, LA as a city, as a character in so many SoCal residents' lives. I mean, you've mentioned the neighborhoods, there's the people, the art, the food. How does LA itself factor into the art you create?
Kwasi here. LA has always been kind of my main creative engine. From the time that I was younger, I was really into skateboarding, so I pretty much covered most of the city on a skateboard into street art. And honestly, as I became an adult, I spent most of my life on public transportation. And one of the things I first set out to document was how my neighborhood was gentrifying and how it was changing so quickly and what was being lost and what I kind of felt a little bit sentimental and nostalgic about. So for me, you know, all of the nuances, the culture, the way the cultures intersect and interact with each other, those are the ways that LA continues to inspire me. And, you know, just it really just drives my work and kind of everything that I do.
How about you, River? What role does LA itself play in your creative process or your artistic output?
My ancestors hail from the Los Angeles Basin, in particular, the village of Washtenaw. So I have a longstanding temporal relation to this land that is known as LA. So in that sense, in like a cultural sense, it influences me. But as well, just growing up in the intersection of all of the other cultures that exist here within the city, you know, growing up being immersed in like skateboarding culture, graffiti and lowrider culture, seeing all these things just had like a huge impact on the way I observe the landscape and how I articulate myself visually as an artist.
Well, River, do you think that background in skating and street art is going to show up in the work you produce for the residency?
Absolutely. I believe those like graffiti and skateboarding are inseparable from my artistic practice. It really just informs the way I create and think about things.
You've both spoken about your first memories of libraries. I mean, I can remember the branch that I always went to as a kid. So Kwasi, take us through your earliest library memory.
Basically, you know, when I was living over in Hollywood, I went to Vine Street Elementary School, and after school, this is like, you know, late 80s or whatnot, I would walk over to the John C. Fremont Library, which was on June and Melrose, and wait for my mom to pick me up after work. And honestly, I did that for a couple of years, and it was like a second home to me. That's really where I discovered my own personal love of reading. The librarians there kind of took care of me in terms of just looked out for me. They were super friendly. I was able to kind of just explore and just investigate, you know, all of the things that I were into. You know, when I was younger, I was really into science and things like that. And there was just all of these resources there for me. So honestly, libraries for me have always been a place, a safe space to seek knowledge, and really a place where anyone could go. And, you know, if you have an idea or you have an inclination or you would like to learn about something, you can go and you can learn it, and you can do it for free. And I feel like that's a very important thing in today's society.
Well, River, how about you? What was your introduction to the library like?
My earliest introduction to the library that I can think of was going to the local branch in Gardenas, which is not a part of the LA Public Library, but I would spend a lot of time there in middle school. It was just a place to hang out and congregate with my friends, like read anime or manga and stuff, check out different types of books and see what, this is back in like the DVD VHS era, so see what movies were available to watch. you know, take them back home, watch them with my friends. But I also have like a very distinct memory of visiting the Central Library branch as well with my uncle when he was a master's student. That was my first time entering that space. And I just remember being enamored by the architecture, the availability of resources, and just like the helpfulness of the librarians and the staff that were there.
Well, I like how both of you have talked about the accessibility of libraries. Their role in the community is just being there as a sort of gateway for anybody. Talk a little bit more about that and sort of maybe the difference between having your art displayed there versus in a sort of more formal gallery space.
I love it. And I love it for a lot of different reasons, but primarily because my work is so focused on documenting public life in general. And one of the things that I enjoy so much about doing that is the randomness of learning something that you don't expect to see. So having this type of project and this type of artwork up in a library, I feel like it's really valuable because, you know, these days everyone has the opportunity to curate every aspect of their lives. So really building on and interacting with a public space and, you know, getting exposure to audiences that wouldn't necessarily know my work outside of, you know, who don't follow social media or this or that. I love the fact that it's going to be so accessible to the public at large.
Well, we can't wait to see the final results of your projects. We've been talking to Kwasi Boyd-Bolden and River Garza. They're LA Public Library's inaugural creators in residence. Thanks to both of you for the great conversation.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.